Techonomics on KGO A10. The inevitable is almost here. Election day is very close. And with this particular election, there's an extra dose of electoral anxiety, coupled with conspiracy theories around the economy. In our first segment, host Jason Middleton reviews a new survey of American voters that shows the vast majority of us think the economy is rigged in favor of the rich, a belief perpetuated by Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. To couple with the rigid economy theory, the next segment is about conspiracy theories and how conspiracies can be good for democracy, even if they can also be a bit scary. We'll also preview new book and television show from National Geographic about humanity's pursuit of a Mars colony and just how we'll be able to get there. We have a veteran space journalist who has worked on space travel since before the Apollo program. He even co-wrote a book with Buzz Aldrin. Finally, the gig economy. We have several listener stories about just how the gig economy is making the rounds for workers of almost all ages and experience levels. All that and a little more on this week's edition of Techonomics, starting now on KGO A10.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. And, well, the end is nigh. Approximately 17 months of presidential campaigning, unconventional sparring, and even a fair share of October surprises has left the American electorate with one prevailing feeling. And it's not fatigue, it's conspiracy. Is the economy rigged? If so, for whom? And by whom? The answers to those questions likely lies in who you favor on November the 8th. But there is one point on which the vast majority of voters can agree.
Americans actually do agree on something, and it's that the economic system is rigged to benefit the rich.
Two-thirds of Americans follow toward the path of rigged economics that was put forth by two major candidates, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. This week on Techonomics, we'll look at a recent reliable economic survey that points to the prevailing thought that the economy is rigged for, well, for somebody. That's our first segment. Our second segment goes a little deeper on the issue, with not just the pervasive idea there's a conspiracy afoot, but also how conspiracy theories are actually good for democracy. But first, we'll get some data from a new poll of American voters.
Mary Mine, Director of Research at Edison Research.
Right on, Mary. Thank you for giving me some time this morning. We're going to tease out some new Edison Research data, if you will, and you will, I hope, because you're on the phone with me. You did a survey of voters, and they're anxious about a lot of things, but they're specifically anxious about the economy, according to your research. Let's just have you and your voice tell me your takeaways.
So we've conducted a study over the course of this year of all Americans, and as you mentioned, it is focused on economic anxiety, and it's in partnership with Marketplace, the radio program from PRI. And so we've done this four times over the past year, and we each time have completed something called the Marketplace Edison Research Economic Anxiety Index. And we found that it's gone up steadily each of the four times that we have conducted this survey. And so what we're seeing is that people are clearly getting more anxious over the course of the past year. But there's even more than that. We also found, we've asked some, I think, really interesting questions. We found that almost two-thirds of Americans think that the economic system in the United States is rigged in favor of certain groups. A majority of Americans thinking that the economic system is rigged. In addition to anxiety, there is some distrust of government statistics.
Just wholesale distrust.
Those are sort of like wholesale distrust. I mean, so what we found in terms of the distrust is we found that a quarter of Americans completely distrust the economic data that's reported by the federal government. And that includes things like the unemployment rate, the number of jobs being added, the inflation rate, things like that. A quarter of Americans are saying they don't trust that data that the government is publishing.
Wow.
Which is significant. And then within that, we found that almost half of people who support Donald Trump for president, almost half of those people don't trust the data at all. So it's not just you know, there's a quarter of Americans who distrust the economic data coming from the government, but half of Trump supporters completely distrust that data.
You know, I sit in a glass box to do these recordings, and I'm looking into another glass box that has TV monitors. On that monitor, as I speak to you, First Lady condemns Trump's, quote, rigged claims, end quote. So this is pervasive. And I just spoke with a conspiracy theorist moments ago, and he says this is all kind of based on two candidates, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Both of those candidates have pushed forward the idea that things are rigged against the electorate. And you're seeing a one-to-one correlation, basically, between that sentiment and your data. Is that overstated or is that fair?
There's a reason that we asked this question, and there's a reason that we asked it using the word rigged. And it's because it's been such a part of this election, starting with, you know, the primary election with Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. They've talked about the election being rigged. They've talked about the economic system being rigged. And since our survey in particular focuses on the economy, we specifically, you know, we're zeroing in on whether Americans think the economic system is rigged. So our question is directed at that. But there is a reason that we asked it that way, and it's because of what the campaigns have been saying. And clearly, the message that the system is rigged is resonating, and clearly many people feel that way.
Is Edison Research planning a follow-up to this survey?
We don't have solid plans this time. We would love to continue. What was really great about this time is that we not only asked whether Americans think that the economic system is rigged, but then we asked them about a series of subgroups and asked if they thought the system was rigged in favor of these certain groups. So we could even really sort of dig in to who people think the economic system is rigged to benefit. And there was a widespread consensus that the economic system is rigged to benefit the rich.
Right.
So Americans actually do agree on something, and it's that the economic system is rigged to benefit the rich. And actually a majority of respondents also think that it's rigged in favor of politicians and corporations. So there was some agreement among those who think it's rigged. Many people, and most people in that group, think that it's rigged for the rich, politicians, and corporations. But then it really broke down beyond those groups. We asked about some other subgroups, like, do you think it's rigged for minorities? Do you think it's rigged for white people? Do you think it's rigged for people on government assistance? Do you think it's rigged for immigrants? And there, things really broke down. 62% of Clinton supporters say the economy is rigged for whites, but only 21% of Trump supporters say so.
Okay.
And then, conversely, on the flip side, 56% of Trump supporters say the economy is rigged to benefit minorities, and only 19% of Clinton supporters think that.
It sounds like a street fight. If you go a little bit too far past last call, that's going to spill out into the streets, and that's a scary thing. We're speaking with Mary Mind. She's director of research at Edison Research. So, Mary, we talked about any follow-up plans, maybe, maybe not, but getting through this election is hard enough. You've been doing these surveys for a while now. Let's just talk about anecdotal evidence or anecdotal results, just from your opinion as an author, as a data person, as a researcher, as a director of research. You sit at a certain area where a lot of things come together, and I'm wondering, do you have any, like, gut check takeaways from this one in relation to other ones?
A lot of what we found is a reflection of where we are right before the election and in the lead up to the election. So the fact that we're seeing increased anxiety over the past year, we do think that some of that increased economic anxiety, we do think that some of that is actually coming from the political rhetoric that we're hearing on the campaign. So you would think that, you know, people would report their economic anxiety based on, you know, things like their own income, and that would be, you know, that it would be relatively stable if the country's economic outlook is relatively stable. But we're seeing this increase in anxiety without necessarily seeing that, you know, increased concern in the economic data that's out there. And so it seems to be a reflection of the campaign driving this anxiety. And headed into the election, we have candidates with record levels of disapproval or unfavorable ratings. And so whoever wins on November 8th will end up becoming president with the lowest, most likely to have the lowest favorability rating when they're sworn in as president. So, I mean, this all sounds doom and gloom, but I happen to be sort of a positive, idealistic person.
A Starbucks half full kind of person?
I am a half full kind of person. And so when I look at this and I see that the divisiveness, you know, that's coming from the political campaign and how divided Americans are, my hope is that when the campaign is over, that people come back the divisiveness melt away a little bit. And I know that's a very rosy picture, and that's my, you know, just my own hope and opinion. There are others who say, you know, as I mentioned, that whoever is sworn in January will come in with what is most likely going to be the lowest approval rating in the history that we've been measuring it. So even still, I think that a lot of the divisiveness that we're seeing in those numbers that I read to you is coming from the political campaign.
I hope you're right. You know, the doom of this experiment has been called for almost 100 years. Bertrand Russell, actually, I was watching this morning from an old recording of his, says, look, we are getting closer and closer. We have to learn how to get along together or we'll all die together. So
yeah.
Thank you so much, Mary, for your time this morning. I hope we can maybe circle back at the beginning of next year to see if things have calmed down a little bit. Is that cool with you?
That would be great, and I really appreciate being here. Thank you for having me.
That was Mary Mine, Director of Research at Edison Research. That's the economics of a so-called rigged economy. Now we get to the rigging part, the sneaking and apparently pervasive sentiment that there's a conspiracy keeping the American economy tipped in the favor of the top 1%. This presidential election has tipped the conspiracy scales, showing a level of electoral anxiety.
The idea that the economy is rigged or controlled by people at the top is something that the media does tend to be sympathetic to, more so than other conspiracy theories, and that may be one reason why it gets a little more play.
Now, is there fire if we all see a little smoke on the horizon, though, Professor? We will have more on conspiracies, the 1%, and presidential politics after this short break. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.